Alrighty, here we go. Good morning. What?
Not doing good.
No. What's wrong, Hunter? What's wrong?
Here's what's wrong this morning. You ever sleep a weird way and you wake up? So I slept with my wrist all bent up, like underneath my chin.
Yep.
Dude, I can't even pick up my phone
right now. Might as well lop it off, buddy. Your age,
lop it off at the wrist.
Yep.
You ever do that though? Like fold it up and then it's like I was on a skateboard yesterday and I fell off.
Yeah. No, that's gonna take you a solid month to recover fully from that. Yeah. Yep.
Sucks. My right hand too.
You gotta watch it. That's why I sleep on my back, stiff as a board. That way I avoid injuring myself while sleeping.
It's no joke anymore, dude. As a kid, I was like, how do people sleep like they do in coffins? I have no. Now it's if I don't.
Yeah.
Something's going to hurt in the morning.
As a kid, you could fall asleep on a concrete sidewalk for 2 days, and you wouldn't feel it.
Literally, the wife walks in the other day. I was asleep. Jesus, Dracula. Are you sleeping?
Yes, and if I move too quickly, I'm going to pull a muscle. So just
stiff body, hands over the chest.
Give me a minute, all right? Give me a minute. I'm waking up.
You're going to turn into a bat?
Jesus. Yeah. Yeah, no, you got to be careful, man. Even now, as you get older, you just sleep can injure you, just so you know. Just so you know.
Hurts.
Keep that up.
Anyway, thought I'd share that with you.
Yeah, Nancy. Go see your gynecologist about it. All right. We got to do it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Sally.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Yeah, pump it. Hey, big day today, Hunter. It's Feast of the Ass Day.
Wait, what? Say it again?
Feast of the Ass Day. Feast. No, it's not something that's trending on TikTok or anything like that.
It kind of sounds like it.
It's a real thing. It's not Hunter's search history on his adult website. No. Feast of the Ass was a Christian holiday in France during medieval times that celebrated all the donkeys in the Bible. If you don't know, Jesus actually rode into Galilee on a donkey. All right. They put the palm fronds down and everything, and he was on a donkey. So donkeys are actually held in pretty high regard overall.
Why are they using the word feast, though? Because feast, it seems like they're eating all the donkeys.
I don't know. And maybe back in the day they did. They like found that, like, all right, in order to say thank you to all the donkeys, we're going to eat that donkey over there. Uh-huh. And that donkey's like, no, we're not doing that. Now, they kind of stopped celebrating it in the 15th century when parties got a little too rowdy for the Catholic Church's liking.
The donkey party got too hype.
I mean, honestly.
It's like Project X, man.
Like, if you were to, hey, you want to come to the Feast of the Ass party? I'd be like, hell yeah, let's go get rowdy, son.
Sounds like a swinger party to me.
Yeah, it does. That sounds like something that you're like, do I need to put my key in a bowl? Is that what we're doing?
Do I have to stay here tonight?
One of those? I just want to know what I'm getting into when I go to the Feast of the Ass party.
I'm here to feast on some ass.
That's what I'm doing, right? Where's the donkey at?
Wait a second.
This is way different than that donkey show I saw down in Tijuana. They're way different. Way different than that one. But so anyway, if you're celebrating today, just be careful. You know, keep it within the Catholic Church's liking, okay? Feast of the Ass Day.
Maybe change the name. It doesn't have a religious ring to it, you know?
I think it's perfect just the way it is. This is the way that it is. Like, you know exactly what you're getting. Or maybe not. Maybe you shouldn't. Yeah, it couldn't be like, hey, it's a donkey celebration party. No. Feast of the Ass.
Your mom has that party twice a year.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
Yes!
Guess who just lost his invitation? There you go. Hope you're happy. Lastly, this is pretty crazy, man. Doctors have successfully transplanted a pig heart into a human. It's the first time this has ever happened. A 57-year-old man was apparently too sick to get a human heart, so doctors gave this a try. And as of last Monday, I believe, or 2 Mondays ago, it marked 3 days, so he's still doing well.
Still kicking. Is he oinking? Still oinking.
Yeah, I feel great, Doc, but I just wee. No. So they don't know how long it's going to last. The pig was genetically modified. So if it works out over the long haul.
This is awesome. Yeah. Do you have any idea how awesome this is? Dude, humans are crazy.
Yeah.
You get a new heart. Here you go. Yeah, not even a human heart. Here,
from a pig.
It is.
Dude, what's even crazier is that there is no other animal in the entire world, all right, on our planet that is cutting open other animals taking their organs and then putting them
in parts.
Yeah. Only us.
A car, guys. This is incredible.
Yeah.
Dude, this is hope for us, Brock.
I told you, man, we are on the precipice of being able to just swap out body parts, okay? And I have lived fast and loose way too long, okay? No. I'm not going to make it that far, all right? I'm not going to be like Betty White getting to 99. It's not going to happen, okay? What I'm hoping, though, is that by the time my body really starts, you know, just like, all right, buddy, this is it. We're cashing out. By then, it's gonna be like, oh, just go to the doctor. You'll slap in, some new parts on you. You'll be good as new.
You can actually pick one, you know? It's got a nice display there.
Right there.
Give me one of those.
I'm going to take one of these, you know, another one of those. Bigger one of those for sure. Yeah. We're right there, man. This could happen.
It's insane. It's unbelievable.
The list, think about the waiting list, man. Donor list, it will be a thing of the past. You'd be able to get it. And then when you leave, they give you a little doggy bag full of bacon and be like, hey, this is the pig that you, that you murdered.
Sucker. Here you go.
Right there.
The pig heart in a human being, though. Yep. Wow. It's 2022.
Crazy. The future's now, old man. I say that every day. Every day. All right. So what do we got? We got Feast of the Ace and Pig Hearts and Humans. That is your Morning Dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock